Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, ageofthecustomer.com. Scott Arno is our guest. We're talking about the recent meltdown, basically, of hundreds of thousands of computers around the globe. Was this as big, bad of an ugly, apocalyptic deal as they're making it out to be, Scott?
How to answer this nicely. The news media in the United States, at least, has been overreacting a bit. Now, I'm not saying this isn't a problem for people who've been infected, but if you say we were to watch international news, they'd walk you through, yes, the National Hospital Service Trust thing was infected, Telefonica had some issues. In the United States, it's FedEx got hit, get groceries, everything's going to burn down.
Right.
The power grid is offline, locusts, you know.
Right.
It's not that it's not bad, it is, and you certainly should take steps to protect yourself, but you know, you run into that boy who cried wolf problem.
Right.
Because there are some really serious issues that can happen with a lot of these systems. In a way, this is a very helpful wake-up event, because it has people looking going, gosh, maybe I should keep myself up to date. Because you do occasionally walk into companies, like someone in my position, where I'm having a polite chat with a senior executive who will look at me at one point and go, yeah, I don't really care about security.
And I'm thinking, are you serious?
Do your customers know about this?
Right.
You don't get it all the time, but I can think of one financial executive who said that to me once, and even better, a senior engineering executive once told me, yeah, I don't think the board cares about this. Mind
wow.
you, that was a month before the Target hit happened.
Wow.
He and I did not discuss that again afterwards,
I
but
bet.
He didn't bring it up again.
I bet. Gee whiz. So, all right. So, what is the main thing out here on Main Street? Make sure that your systems, your Windows systems, all that's up to date, right?
Yeah, you know what? I'll give you four basic steps here to look at.
All right.
Ransomware in general is a problem that's been around a while. What makes this seem so bad is just that it's spreading rapidly because they worked in the worm part of it. So, in effect, make sure you're using current software and patch. Generally speaking, Windows 10 is great. If you're using 7, 8, or even Windows XP, Microsoft has put out patches for that. Most of these systems, you can set them to automatically update.
Right.
If there's any issue with that, it can take a step or two to set the updates manually. You shouldn't have to do that, but just in case, you certainly can. And let's see, aside from this, you want to engage in what's called system hardening, which in English is basically turn off stuff you don't use.
Mm-hmm.
Like this thing I'm talking about, the SMB, the server message block.
Right.
A lot of companies have no real use for that, so there's no reason for it to be on. And for that matter, it's the older version of it, version 1, that's actually the problem here. So it can be turned off. And realistically, anytime you have stuff on a system that you never use, it's not of any use to you, but it is potentially of use to an attacker, so always best to take it off. Another thing, make sure you have proper system backups. Another reason this hasn't been so big is, you know, security folks, we've been hammering away at back up your stuff. And in a lot of cases, companies that were hit, yes, it's an inconvenience, but they clear off the system, they restart the system, and then they repopulate off their backups, and they're good to go. One thing to realize with backups, though, if you just have one set that's automatically connected to your network in real time, this could also get infected by ransomware itself. So you do want to have something that's physically separate. Plus also in the case of, let's say, your building burns down, if your backups are next to your computers, that's not so good.
So I found in a control panel in my system, in my system folder, I found a link that says Windows Update.
Ah, that does sound like a good thing.
So, and it says no important updates available.
Well played.
And a green check mark.
Excellent. Okay.
So it says most recent check for updates is today at 6:38 a.m. Updates were installed on 5/10/2017. So that sounds like my system set to automatic, right?
It is. Nicely done, Jim. Good work.
Okay, well, so folks, look, I mean, I know how to use computers, but I think I set this up to update automatically, you know, 2 years ago when I bought this computer. But that's something to go check. If you got Windows,
absolutely.
If you got Windows, I like 7. I don't like 8 or 10. I don't like 8 or 10. My other folks here use 8 and 10, but I like 7, and I bought a new computer, and I'm going to use 7 on it too. But you got to use it. You got to get the updates though, right?
Always. One thing to keep an eye out for is eventually it will go what's called out of support,
right.
Which is where the updates don't come anymore.
That's when I had to go from X,
look at 10.
Because that's when I was in love with XP and I had to go to 7.
Yeah, God. I actually even wrote an article for the New York Law Journal sort of very politely castigating attorneys saying, guys, this is malpractice at this point. You need to move on to the newer system.
Right, yep. I loved XP, but I wound up falling in love with 7. Now I want it.
Well, 7's a good system. I mean, it's very user friendly.
Yeah.
How would I put this politely? 8 was a little clunky. That's a nice way of phrasing that.
Yeah, probably. I didn't like it. My wife uses it, and now she has 10. She's getting ready to start using 10. But I'm going to use
whatever system you're used to. Any other system seems weird at first.
Now am I correct that no Apple units got hit by this?
Yeah. Well, it's basically designed specifically for Windows system going through this, like I say, this SMB protocol. I mean, it's not that nothing exists for Apple. Apple does have a much smaller market share, so typically attacks are not as focused on Apple.
Mm-hmm.
They do happen. And certainly if you have a Mac or anything relating to Apple, you're not impervious. But by numbers, there tend to be a bit less.
There's other bad things that happened and may be coming up that I'm going to get Scott to tell us about. On the other side of these messages, Tintail, Scott Arno, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.